All right, everybody. We are back. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. That tune was by the Jay Giles Band.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the reason I played it, and the name of the song is First I Look at the Purse.
Hmm.
A lot of people look at the teeth and the hair and the other parts, but this guy looks at the purse first. Anyway, that tune, like I said, is by the Jay Giles Band, and the reason I played it is because when Dad called me to tell me that Jay Giles had passed away this week, he said that that was his favorite Jay Giles Band tune.
Oh, okay.
That's why I played it. Jay Giles died Tuesday. He was 71 years old.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a weird history with that band. They started way back in like 1967. They didn't even become famous until after their Greatest Hits album came out.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They started so long ago that bands like the Eagles, Jackson Brown, a lot of the West Coast bands out there opened up for Jay Giles Band back in the day. And now they're all super famous. A lot more famous than Jay Giles Band ever became.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Jay Giles, the band itself was another one of those bands that couldn't get it together, couldn't get along. As a matter of fact, Jay Giles sued his band because I guess he didn't want to go on tour, and they said, we are.
We want to make money.
They went on tour without him. Jay Giles' band was basically just the namesake of the band. Wasn't really a big fixture in the band. The lead singer, his name was Peter Wolf. When you think of the Jay Giles Band, that's immediately who I think of as the lead singer. And so just
it's
one of those.
Not even him. What did he die of?
Old age.
No.
Natural causes?
I don't know. You know, I'm not a medical examiner. I didn't check him out. Dang. I don't know. I really don't know. He was 71, though.
Rest in peace.
Rip. Rip it up. Rip, 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 rip.
And we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Yes, I said that already. But we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. Or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1.
Have you been paying attention to this guy?
I have been looking at it from time
slightly
to time.
From time to time.
From time to time. I do not see any missed calls
once
on there.
Once at the beginning of the show.
We haven't gotten.
Right,
yeah, we. Yeah. As a matter of fact, thank you, Hannah, for reminding me of that.
If you call and we don't answer, call back.
Call back.
Yeah.
Or busy.
Or give us a tweet.
Yeah, tweet us.
Mm-hmm. Hey, one of my favorite things to do at the beach when I go is.
Drink.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But I
always, you go to the beach?
Yeah. I always love it when they have those sand sculpture contests up there.
Yes.
And they're having it this week, the Sugar Sand Festival up at Clearwater Beach this weekend. One of the things that's cool about this weekend up there is that not only can you go and check out all of the cool sand sculptures, but you can actually take sand sculpting classes.
Oh.
That's kind of cool.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. It's not that expensive either for, let's see, looks like it's $10 for people 55 and over, and only $6 for people 6 to 17. 5 and under are free.
Well, how much is it for the rest of us folk that didn't fall into any of those age groups?
$45.
Oh. No,
I don't
know. Your soul.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's going to cost.
Anyway, but it's at Pier 60 down there at Clearwater Beach. And the classes, looks like they are running from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., so you can pretty much take a class all day down there.
I would need all day.
Yeah, it looks like the event started today, and it's going to run through the 23rd. So that's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool. I love that. I would love to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
But like many things that I would love to learn how to do.
Right.
So I'm not very creative.
In the entertainment world, I mentioned that Jay Giles passed away earlier this week at the age of 71. Charlie Murphy passed
Darkness.
Away.
Yep. Darkness.
Eddie Murphy's older brother passed away earlier this week at the age of 57. He died of leukemia.
Wow.
That's
rough.
I'm going to miss him.
Yeah, me too. Charlie Murphy was probably best known for his appearances on the Chappelle Show.
Mm-hmm.
I was not aware that he did a lot of the writing on the Chappelle Show, and he did a lot of the writing for Eddie's movies.
Yep.
he did that. One of the things that he credits his stories with is that he got to go around with Eddie back in Eddie's heyday, and he got to hang with people like Rick James and Prince.
Nice. Yeah.
So we got How to see cool them up that? Close and personal, and then he based a lot of his comedy skits on those interactions with those people. So that's kind of cool. Rest in peace, Chuck. Let's see. Another person that that passed away. Now, I did not have a whole lot of knowledge of this person. I know that, look, I was always a fan of David Letterman. Unfortunately, and I mentioned it a little bit earlier on the show, I can't stay up a lot past 8 o'clock. So I rarely ever got to see his show on late night TV.
Right.
But his mother, Dorothy, was a sort of a permanent fixture. She would come on and give recipes. She would come on and do like the person on the street interviews. They even sent her to the Olympics one year to do some interviews there. Wow. And so she was on the show throughout David Letterman's 30-year career.
Wow.
On the what was it? Was he the Tonight Show? What was his show called? The Late Show? The Late Show.
The Late David, Show.
The Late Show with David Letterman. Anyway, she passed away this week as well. She was 95.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a good long life.
Yeah.
I don't know what you can't really expect too much more after that.
Right? Yeah, right.
So.
Sounds like she got to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it seems that way to me. So, good. Anyway.
Good. Done.
Peace. Yeah. All right, now for you Star Wars geeks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I see all the ears pricking up.
Yeah.
Especially these four to my immediate left.
Yeah. 3.5.
Yeah. There is a Star Wars celebration from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. It started Thursday, and it's going to go through tomorrow. Actually through Sunday, and it's at the Orange County Convention Center, which is 9800 International Drive, Orlando. It's a little pricey to get in there. It's $65 and up for a four-day pass.
Which are sold out,
which are sold out, by the way.
Mm-hmm. You can still get single-day passes, but right. I think maybe only Sunday.
Well, people were lining up like a week
available.
Ago.
Well, and they said, even though you have a ticket to go to some of the presentations,
right.
you need to plan on sleeping over. Yeah. You need to get in line now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, they said that they're going to have a big tribute to Carrie Fisher, who passed away not too long ago. And there's going to be, let's see what else, there's going to be a lot of the Star Wars, not such big stars, but Mark Hamill's going to be there.
Mark Hamill. Yeah. You know,
Billy D's going to be there, and Forrest Whitaker.
Yep.
A lot of these other names I don't really. Anthony Daniels. You have any idea who that is?
Yes.
Hayden Christensen, Jeremy Bullock.
Oh my God!
They're all going to be there.
Peter Mayhew, Ray Park.
You suck, bro. Get out of here.
Felicity Jones.
Send him to...
Not anybody important.
Not anybody important.
This is the entire cast.
Just everybody's going to be there.
Ex-Buccaneer Warwick Dunn. I mean, no, that's Warwick Davis. Ian anyway.
If it's not sports, he doesn't get it.
Right. Oh, my God.
So, anyway, there's going to be a lot of... Trekkies, not Trekkies. They're not
no,
Trekkies.
No, no, come on. Oh, party
you go
foul.
Go play with your football bats or whatever it is you do. There's
going to be a lot of Nerf herders there.
Oh, you're bad. Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
Okay, look, I'm going to do this story.
Okay.
And then after that, we're going to play Stump the Chump.
Okay.
But I want to do this story first.
All right.
Hannah Claire.
Hey.
Who was Gilbert Baker?
Pass.
Mm-hmm. He was the creator of the rainbow flag, or fag flag, as your insensitive brother likes to call it.
What?
Jeez.
Hey.
Thrown under the bus.
Easy now.
I'm kidding. I've never heard him say that. We did not raise him that way, did we?
No, Stephanie. We did not.
Mm-hmm. Gilbert proudly called himself the gay Betsy Ross.
Oh, that's queef. Queef.
Oh, God, gross.
That's queef.
I'm just going to leave now.
Yeah, it's time to get.
This ship is sinking.
I went from quaint to
sweet
to
queef.
That was queef.
Have another martini.
It says, in 1978, the artist activist was approached by Harvey Milk. Remember they did that movie? Okay.
It's the Milk Man.
A member of San Francisco's Board of Supervisors and gay rights campaigner, and asked to make an emblem of empowerment for the city's pride festivities. Okay.
Okay.
The original rainbow flag was 30 by 60 Gilbert, hand-dyed all of the strips of fabric, and he hand-stitched them all together.
Nice.
Himself.
Bless his soul.
Hence,
30 by
the
60?
Gay Betsy Ross. Now, did you know that each one of the colors has a special significance?
No, I didn't.
Did you know that? Do you know how many colors made up the original flag?
Red, orange, green, blue, yellow.
Hold
red
on.
Again.
I need my list. Don't
purple.
Just...
Isn't there
Do you
purple?
Know how many?
Yeah, violet.
The original flag was made up of 8 colors.
Well, we made, what, 6?
I was going to guess 12.
Well, that's too many.
Cornbread. Yeah, good thing I didn't say it.
All right, now, the original colors were pink.
Oh.
The significance, pink stood for sex.
Hey, hey.
Boobies.
Red Boobies. Stood for life. Orange for healing. Yellow for sun. Green for nature. Turquoise for magic.
Magic.
Oh, yeah.
Magic.
Indigo for peace and violet for spirit.
I've never thought of orange as a healing thing.
Oh, it's nice and warm. Uh-huh. It's great. It's my favorite color.
Let's see.
Five,
sounds dangerous to me.
Five months after the flag was created, Harvey Milk was assassinated, and the flag he had marched under became a symbol of pride within the gay community. He asked for it to be made, he was assassinated, and after his assassination, that flag, that rainbow flag, became the symbol
of gay pride.
Of gay pride.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Now, the flag was tweaked a little by Gilbert. He dropped the pink, he says, because the pink material was too expensive.
Oh.
Now, why would the pink be more expensive than the other color?
Thrifty. It was silk.
Well, why would it have to be silk? He was dyeing them all. He said the article said he dyed them all in a trash can.
Oh, well.
Can't buy.
Well, it seems like if you put a little less red in, it would be less expensive to make the pink than the red.
He said that he blended the turquoise and the indigo into royal blue.
Into blue.
And now this is interesting. The royal blue stands for assless chaps.
No, it does not.
Get out of here.
Infringe.
Okay.
All right.
You guys are no fun.
You're no fun.
Not even a little bit. All right, do we want to play a song before we play Stump the Chump, or do we want to go right into it?
Let's just go into it.
We're going to go right into it. So let's do that. What is our theme?
Easter.
Easter,
remember right. That nobody could seem to Google, so this ought to be good.
Now, Cornbread, you said that you were going to have to leave. It is now 7:15.
It is.
Yeah. Do you need to boogie or what?
I can stay for like another 5 minutes. I only got to go down the street.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
All right.
Go.
So I guess you're the cowbell.
You're the cowbell.
There's your bell.
All right.
Your bell.
Does
your
everybody
ringer.
Have their bell? The ringer. Their hooter.
All right. Yeah. Which country brought us the tradition of Easter eggs? Mark.
Germany.
Oh, I thought you said the Google didn't work.
Well, that part did. I caught that part.
He is correct.
He lied. He knows all the answers.
I don't.
He better not. Well, we'll know. According to the song Peter Cottontail, what is the bunny bringing for Tommy? Think, what does the Easter bunny bring for little children? Hannah?
Candy?
What kind of candy?
Jelly
Not
beans.
Chocolate. I'll give you that one. It is.
He read the thing.
No,
it
I
is
didn't.
Jelly beans. Dad's up
too. I am 52 years old. I have done a lot of Easter.
Mm-hmm.
He's seen some stuff.
I know
man.
The protocol.
Mm-hmm. When was the first Easter egg roll at the White House?
We just talked about that.
Which is going to be on Monday.
That was probably during the Kennedy administration.
Look at him.
No.
Look at him putting probably in there.
Way, yeah. Way earlier.
Oh, Lincoln administration.
I don't know. By administration, give me a year. What year was the first Easter egg roll at the White House?
Was it in the 20s?
No, it was earlier.
1858.
Jesus. Later.
62.
Later.
19.
Just 19.
1890.
Too late.
1888.
No.
7.
It was...
654.
It was 1878.
Didn't I say that?
No, no, you did not. You said no. Every other
that,
number.
I missed that one.
No.
Yes.
What is the name of the best known Easter bunny in North America? Ty.
Peter?
Yes. Okay. And Ty is on the board. Mark has two. Ty has one.
Peter.
Peter.
Greg? Greg the bunny?
Who sings the original version of Peter Cottontail?
Oh, Andy.
Ty.
Is it a kid?
No.
Is it a
Andy
what?
Griffith?
No.
But Michael Jackson.
Ty.
Is it Ron Howard?
No.
It's not Opie?
No. It was Gene Autry.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know he was a Marine?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Okay.
Yeah, see? Yeah, get to know some Easter if you want goodies. Which flower is associated with Easter?
Daisies.
No.
Oh, tulips.
Tulips.
No.
What?
Ty.
The ones that grow from jelly beans.
Oh, lilies.
No. Come on
lilies.
Now.
Lilies.
Lilies. Mark gets that one.
That's
Dad
three.
Has three.
For me.
Ty has one.
Does he really have three?
Yep.
I think he's got two.
He got...
Think about the jelly beans.
The jelly beans, Germany,
and
lilies.
Mm.
What are the Easter colors?
Oh.
Pale pink.
The pink...
Yellow
stands
and
for
light
sex.
Blue.
No.
Assless chat.
Pink, yellow, blue. Pink, yellow, blue. White.
They are purple and yellow.
What?
Those are not Easter colors.
Those are the Easter
no,
colors.
Purple is the color of Jesus' favorite scarf. And he leaves it all over town on church signs.
Yeah. The Shroud of Turin.
You're bad. How much does the world's largest chocolate bunny weigh?
50
How
pounds.
Big, way bigger.
100?
Way 1, bigger.
1,000 pounds.
Way bigger. Ty.
5,000 pounds.
I don't have an answer.
A ton.
Closer.
2,500 pounds.
Tons.
Two.
2.5 tons.
Let me get Google out.
4 tons.
Nope.
5.
3. What'd you skip?
2.
3.
3 tons.
The world's largest chocolate bunny is 3 tons.
Do you guys remember the year? Now, see, I had gotten to the point where I thought that you kids were probably a little bit too old for the whole... Easter candy and all that stuff. And Mom let me know that no,
they you
are
still
never into
too old.
It. So I boogied on up to the store and on like Easter Day.
Yeah.
Easter Sunday. In
Easter
the morning.
Sunday. And there was a lady holding the last chocolate bunny.
Punched her dead in the face.
And yeah. she said, oh, well, the head is off. I said, I'll take it.
Perfect.
That was the year of the headless bunny.
That was, and now you purposefully buy the headless bunny,
or break them off,
or earless,
or shake them real good,
or break them off before he gives them to the children.
There's nothing better than a mutilated chocolate bunny for Easter.
Yeah, they're much easier to eat. There's less guilt somehow,
and they act right.
Where would you go to see the world's largest chocolate bunny?
Germany.
Wisconsin.
Bavaria.
Oh.
No. On all counts. It's not a place that I...
Easter Island.
That would make sense. Oh. But it's not there either.
It should be.
It should.
The world's largest chocolate bunny is in South Africa.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does?
Does it? Yeah.
If you say so.
They have the world's largest chocolate bunny, and they have Blade Runner.
Okay. In South Africa.
That's it. That's all they have there.
What?
What?
And apartheid.
Blade Runner?
Yeah, that Pistorius.
Tink
Oscar
Tink.
Pistorius.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's another Blade Runner.
There really
you wouldn't
is.
Know about that.
We're not
no.
for any Star Wars crap right now. We did our Star Wars segment.
No more sci-fi.
We have moved on, pal.
The Star Wars is over.
You're not going to suck me back into that nerdy crap.
Jeez.
Wow. Where is the world's largest decorated Easter egg?
Same place.
North Africa.
No.
Easter Island.
No,
no, no.
Bavaria.
Beltsville,
Wisconsin.
Maryland.
Wisconsin. Utah.
It's not in the... What country? And it's not the United States.
Australia.
But it's north.
Oh.
China.
Oh.
Alaska.
All right. It's in Canada.
Oh.
How? What? Oh. The Canadians get it. How many peeps get eaten every year in the United States?
None by me.
You're actually very close.
How many?
A really gross amount.
1 billion?
No, a little less than that.
You said I was close.
Well, a billion. Way more than 1 million.
100 million.
Less than a billion.
150 million.
500 million.
More.
800 million.
Too high.
700 million.
Yes.
Hey!
And with 700 million
I win.
Beeps. Nope. Ty has two. Mark has three. Hannah has one.
Well, let's wrap this up.
All right. How much did the world's most expensive egg sell for?
A lot. It was Fabergé.
It was
$3 billion.
$3 billion?
Point
3 million.
Something billion.
3 million.
It's not billion.
Million.
It's in the millions, and it's higher than three.
5 million.
4.2 million.
Higher.
6 million.
Higher.
$8 million.
Higher.
Nine.
10 million.
Nine. Between 9 and 10?
9.9 million.
9.5.
Dollars.
9.5.
Yes! Ty goes up three.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Take it!
What kind of bread is associated with Easter?
Rye. Pumpernickel.
Leaven.
It's also the first...
Jesus!
It's also...
Jesus bread!
No, you should have said 12.
Holy!
It is also the first song anyone learns on their recorder, their plastic recorder.
Hot cross buns!
Hot cross buns! And with hot cross buns, Ty takes it.
Oh,
I rule you!
Huh? Oh, I didn't get $20 from last time.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get $20 this time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, if that game had gone on any longer, I would have thrown myself on a cross.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Terrible. God, they're not gonna put our show on the TuneIn app. You're too controversial.
Ah, they like it.
They can bleep it.
Bleep it.
You're a bleep.
Go bleep yourself.
Have a hot cross bun.
This is something that's a little bit alarming.
Uh-oh.
To the point where...
music to my ears.
Like that last one.
It's Easter, not Halloween. Although it is time to throw the Halloween candy away.
Yeah.
PSA. Well,
so I just noticed that my teeth are turning yellow. And I'm not happy about it.
It's old age.
It's not old age. It's like it's almost overnight. I've just noticed that all of a sudden, my teeth are not as white as they once were. And it's not like my teeth were ever white, but they weren't yellow.
I think part of it,
yes,
is the how much white is in your beard.
No, well, you know, that's funny that you say that, because for a minute, I thought that maybe my mustache was throwing a weird shadow on my teeth.
Your dark mustache was casting a yellow hue.
A yellow hue.
Did you use that toothpaste I have?
I need to start using something, because now here's the thing. So I started thinking, okay, it's like, look, this is something that has just started to happen.
It's all the soda, man.
It's not all the soda, because I don't drink that much soda, man. You know what it is? It's all the fruit I've been eating.
Yeah, that too.
I looked it up on Google, and it says that citrus fruit will, the citric acid will eat the enamel off your teeth.
And then you brush way too hard.
Well, I'm aggressive.
So you're just scrubbing the enamel off your already softened teeth.
Well,
you need the what I got.
But here's the thing.
Pro enamel.
For the last several months, I've been eating a lot of fruit. I've been eating at least one apple, and at least, like this week, every day for lunch, I ate four little cuties, the little oranges. But when I'm not eating those, I'm eating two full-size oranges for lunch every day.
Well, you're supposed to wait, like, at least 4 hours after eating citrus to, like, brush your teeth or eat anything.
What I saw in this article, it said that you should do it like right after, because all fruit apparently has a lot of sugar in it, and you don't want that hanging around on your teeth. So they said anytime you eat fruit, you should brush your teeth almost immediately after.
No,
I think you should rinse. Yeah. You know, like water.
Because, I mean, the citric acid in there, it kind of softens your teeth, and then if you start brushing it, you're tearing them up.
Well, one of the things that I saw also is that apples, surprisingly, are good for your teeth because of their fiber content. They said that the fiber actually acts as a scrubber and will remove some of the stains off your teeth. But they also said that because of the amount of sugar in the fruit, you need to brush your teeth.
You need to eat more strawberries. Well, strawberries are supposed to whiten your teeth.
There were strawberries, and there was another one. Cheese is supposed to be very good for your teeth, surprisingly.
Seems like strawberries would turn your teeth pink.
You'd think, but apparently they're really good for whitening.
One of the things that they said is that a natural...
And banana peel.
What? I'm not eating that.
No, you're not supposed to eat it. You're supposed to rub it on your teeth.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's gross.
Come on.
One of the things they said that a natural fixer is baking soda. And what they recommend is that you get your toothbrush wet and just dip it in, like, the powder.
Right.
And brush that on your teeth. They say that you can't do that every day, though, because then that will become too abrasive.
Yeah.
And then that will eat away the enamel in
your
teeth.
Good luck doing that. Have you ever done it?
It's bad.
It's so gross.
Oh.
It's bad.
It's terrible.
Hmm. One the thing that I was... very hopeful about is that they did not say anything about beer yelling your teeth.
So you're gonna stick with that plan. I like it.
I'm kicking the oranges to the curb
and
get rid of all this healthy crap, all the citrus,
and just go back to the beer.
Yeah, I think we missed a call. God damn it.
Way to go.
Call back. Quick.
Yeah, call back. I didn't see it. All of a sudden, I heard something, and then I saw...
I'm turning that ringer back on.
All right, you do that.
Anyways, you know that. You fought with me and fought with me that you didn't want it to make a sound and that you'd watch.
Right. Hold on.
Are they calling back?
No.
Okay, Ty, guess what?
Chicken butt.
Guess what Caitlyn...
China.
Caitlyn Jenner has.
Oh, is that why you played that song?
Yeah.
You're an ass.
Caitlyn Jenner has a brand new spanking gina.
See, I thought I heard that like a while ago that she regretted it and wanted to go back.
Yeah. I had heard rumors of that, too.
Fake news.
That's fake news, Hannah. But apparently, she's got a memoir coming out, and the memoir is actually coming out toward the end of this month. And it says that she had a successful reassignment surgery, and she's very happy with it.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tested.
Yep.
Oh.
No, I don't know if
yikes.
She's tested or not.
I don't know about that.
It's kind of a...
Details.
It's kind of an interesting story. You know, here, I mean, Caitlin... is now 67 years old. Only came out as transgender, 2 years ago? Not even 2 full years ago. Went most of her life with these feelings and didn't really do anything. And it's my dad calling, but it's not ringing on this thing. It's not even showing. That was his number came up again. I don't understand what's happening.
That's life.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So... what was I saying? It's kind of interesting. And it's also kind of sad that you can go your whole life wishing that you were one thing and not being it. And
right.
Had, sort of having to, you know, hide, I guess. Would you consider that
hiding? I guess, yeah.
I look at pictures today, and if, I mean, I have to be honest. If I didn't know the story and I saw Caitlin... I wouldn't guess that was a man. You know what
no?
I mean?
Yeah, well,
no.
I don't know, man. Photoshop goes a long way. That whole family, so
I mean, I would have. I mean, maybe it's a lot different in person. I mean, I'm guessing that if you were up, you know, up close and personal, that you would notice the large hands and the large feet, and then that might give you a clue. Mm-hmm. But the pictures that I see in the media doesn't make a bad looking woman.
Yeah, but I mean, there aren't any real pictures in the media anymore.
Right.
The one that I was looking at today, I was like, that's a pretty sharp-looking lady.
Yeah, well, but I mean, Photoshop is magic now.
Well, you know,
you could
know.
Be a pretty hot-looking chick, too, with Photoshop.
Hmm.
You don't think? Well, how big of a person is Caitlyn Jenner?
I think that I'm not so sure that she is like 6'4". But she's in the 6-plus range.
Okay.
You got to think that, I mean, she was a professional athlete. She was a gold medal winner.
Right.
This was a world-class athlete.
But Bruce Jenner mm-hmm. never struck me as a large man.
Probably not like professional football player big, but, you know.
Or even, you know, like tall or
no,
big
not,
bone
not, not
structure.
Not exceptionally tall.
But... You know, now it seems to me
right.
Where he was, I always thought he was kind of slight in his build
well,
as far
that,
as
I think
bone
that's,
structure.
I think that has a lot to do with his age.
Well, now, though, he seems, it doesn't seem as slight.
Well, you throw some boobs on him.
Right.
He's filling that out now.
I guess.
He doesn't have the sunken chest and the, you know, now he's sort of. A little bit more curvy. I mean, he has had some procedures.
Right, right.
You know.
Quite a few.
One of the things I always wonder, and I'm not trying to be rude about this or anything like that, but it's like, what do the kids call him?
Right.
Yeah.
What, I mean.
You know, I mean, and if you were one of his kids,
what would
how
you?
Bizarre is that? You've always known this man, and now all of a sudden you know this woman.
Would you?
Those kids would probably, you know, refer to them as meal ticket.
Yeah. No, but I mean, would you still call her dad?
Right. What do you do? Is it now mom?
Yeah. I mean, mom seems like a stretch to me.
That bunch is so smart, they probably think it's a new person.
It's somebody completely
Step-mom.
Different. One of the things that I also thought about is that Bruce, as a man, was very active, played a lot of golf. Is Caitlin playing golf? And if so, is Caitlin playing golf with Bruce's old golf buddies? And then does she tee off from the ladies' tees?
These are all of the questions Dad has.
No, you don't care?
No.
All right. All right. Anyway, what else?
You just got to keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
We should try to get an interview. I have some questions to ask as well.
Like what? What do you want to know?
When is your family going to go away?
I don't know. I think it's going to take a while.
Yeah, that's going to be a long time.
Let's see. I have a magazine that I love so much, and it's called The Week Magazine. And at the end of every show, we're not doing that right now, but at the end of every show, I give you quotes from famous people. One of the other things that I got out of the magazine is it's a segment that's called Only in America. And I got a story out of the magazine this week that it goes along with how politically correct people are becoming and how sensitive people are becoming about sexual issues and things like that. So let me go ahead and run this story by you. It says a Northern Arizona University student had her grade reduced on an English paper for using the term mankind rather than a gender neutral alternative. Okay.
Jesus.
Right. The student appealed, saying the term clearly refers to all people.
Right.
All right. The professor, Dr. Ann Scott, countered that it is sexist and does not mean all people to all people.
Look here, bitch.
Then the professor urged the student to look beyond her preset ideologies and resubmit her paper. After that, the professor whipped out her penis and said, "Ain't that a peach?" I'm sorry.
Where are we going this evening?
I don't know.
I don't know. God, you guys
We haven't even really talked about the world ending.
Oh, right.
Oh, well, is it ending?
Yes.
Okay, so yesterday they send out the mother of all bombs.
Yeah. Right.
We talked about this a little bit at the beginning of the show. We've seen nothing about what it damaged. I heard a little bit.
No, they're keeping it real quiet.
Yeah, I heard a little bit before the show that they confirmed that it killed 36 ISIS members. 36?
36.
I can tell you.
It's got a mile-wide blast radius. They hit 36 people.
Yeah, hold on. The size of this bomb, this is amazing how big this thing is.
2,200 pounds or something.
This thing is 30 feet tall.
Yeah.
30 feet tall.
So a three-story
the
building.
The bomb that they used at Hiroshima was 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
This is 30 feet tall. 11 tons, this thing. Unbelievable. And they said that this is, what'd you call it, honey? They called it
a compression.
A compression blast that it explodes right before it hits the ground, so it just sort of explodes and spreads.
Well, and the compression that it gives off,
mm-hmm.
The force of the compression
right.
will kill people or make their ears bleed. I mean, it'll blow out your eardrums right. if you're within
that's most bombs.
Radius.
Right. I don't understand. I mean, what's the point of sending these bombs? It's like, what was it, last week we sent those 59 missiles
yeah.
that really didn't do anything.
No, they didn't.
You know, that was kind of a joke. At $3 million a pop, 59 times 3 million.
Right.
You know, how much did this big sucker cost?
Like $300 million.
You know, so look at the money that we've spent in the last, 10 days to do nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
To get no result.
Just to show off our toys.
Well, they're saying that a lot of this high power action is, you know, in one way supposed to give North Koreans leader Kim Jong-un a little bit of a, hey, guess what? You know, we have big toys too, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, they've known that.
Yeah, he obviously knows that, but I think maybe now what they're hoping is that he knows that we're not afraid to use them.
Right. It's not the fact that we had them,
mm-hmm.
because we have had them.
Right.
But we haven't used them.
Right.
I don't like these cowboy tactics we're using.
I'm not crazy about it either. I would like to think that if you're going to do something like that, first of all, you make sure that when you deploy something like that, it's going to have an effect.
100%.
A definite effect. If they had come back and said that mother of all bombs had wiped out ISIS,
that would be something.
Great. 36? Come on, man.
Right. Or it wiped out all of their munitions
And the fact that this was pretty much a secret project and we're just kind of throwing it around.
Yeah.
I mean, we should keep that a little more under wraps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm the jury's still out.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
And it's been so quiet in the news.
Well, the media, and that's what's a little...
Well, they made a really big deal about it.
At first.
But yeah, now they're not saying anything about it.
And,
so,
I mean, has Russia said anything about it?
Have you seen any pictures of any...
Damage?
Not really.
You know, even of the 59 missile attack. I mean, you saw some sketchy pictures in the newspaper.
Right.
That look like nothing. You know.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I wish the media was more honest and upfront.
Mm-hmm.
It either worked or it didn't. Just tell the truth.
I think in this situation, it's not the media. I think it's basically the White House and the Pentagon that's not giving out any information. I don't think the media knows anything.
Which could be.
I truly don't think they know anything.
And that could be as well.
You know that if the media knew something, they would try to, you know...
Twist it and turn it.
Twist it and, you know...
I don't know. You know, and then I saw earlier today when I was looking to see if they had any coverage of an update and what kind of, you know, damage it did. They were talking about the U.S. possibly making a preemptive strike on North Korea.
Now, I tell you honestly.
It's all, like, going out of control.
Tell you honestly, I can't stand that little bastard up there in North Korea.
No, he's a douchebag.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, before long, somebody's going to have to...
Do something.
Spank his ass, because he's becoming more and more dangerous. You know what I mean? I think, you know, what's scary to me is that, you know, Assad sent that chemical attack on the civilians in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
I can see Kim Jong-un going, hey, that's a good idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's try that.
I don't think he would do that to his own people.
He kills his own family members.
Yeah, well, for, you know, whatever. But yes, you're right, he does. But he's not going to do a blanket attack like that because...
What if he did it to South Korea?
Well, that's the question, and that's where I was going, is... But he doesn't...
That's just on the other side of the barbed wire.
My understanding is North Korea does not blame South Korea for being, quote, different. They blame the Americans.
Okay.
They don't blame... They're not hostile. That's just...
I don't know about that.
They're not hostile against the Americans.
If
because
they weren't hostile,
there
wouldn't be a border.
They want Korea to be one Korea.
The Americans do.
No, North Korea does.
Yeah, but they want it to be under their control.
Under their control.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
And that's where the line in the sand is the Americans, and they blame the Americans for controlling South Korea and destroying South Korea.
Going to send James Franco and Seth Rogen over there.
Well, that's what I said, you know. Anyway.
Yep.
That's a good movie.
But yeah, their whole parade of power and...
Mm. What we didn't talk about on the show was the whole United flight.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's gotten so much coverage. And...
Well, they did it again.
What?
They did it to another person.
When?
Like just the other day.
United?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
They threw another person off a plane.
Randomly? Like this, the other one?
Forcibly?
Yeah. First class guy. They threatened him.
Hmm. Well... I don't know. I guess when they're defunct from lawsuits, they will learn their lesson.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine that they're going to be able to go much longer with this type of actions and activity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how can you do that? How embarrassing is that? I mean, if I'm telling you, if I'm the CEO of United, I want those security officers, I want their heads. They destroyed, they could very well have destroyed that company.
The entire company.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how much money have they already lost?
And but here's the other side of that to a CEO is your people on the ground and your people that are dealing with the customers are your most important asset.
Absolutely.
And if you don't treat them properly, it will take out your entire corporation.
I just don't understand how an airline thinks it's okay to bump a paid customer off a flight. Now, you said that if they were offering you money, that you would opt to get off the flight.
I would.
What I said in response was, I don't travel that often. When I travel on a plane, or go anywhere for that matter, I'm so excited about getting to that destination that if you ever even suggested to me, after I've paid, after I've settled into my seat, that now I've got to get off, you'd have to drag my ass off.
Yeah.
We'd
have
a problem.
They would.
We would have a problem.
And see, my thing was, as soon as they offered that, and I'm not afraid to fly. I don't mind flying. I have no trouble flying. But as soon as I get the opportunity to get off a flight, all of a sudden, I think that
it was meant to be.
It was meant. It was like
final destination.
Right. That final destination thing goes through my head, and it's like, I need to get off.
Well,
there's a reason.
I can kind of get that too.
Why are you?
Yeah, I can. I can see me having a.
You know, what is fate trying to tell me?
Stayer's remorse, where now all of a sudden I refuse to get off, and now we're backing out of the gate, and I'm like. Oh, wait a minute.
That was my chance. Can I
still get the $1,000?
Yeah.
I'm ready to get off now. I've thought about it. I've calmed down.
Had some peanuts.
Now I'm freaked out.
Right. Now,
get me off.
Yeah. And that's why, to me, any time that happens, or if it came up, I'd be like, here's my sign.
Yeah,
I'm not supposed to be on this plane for whatever reason, and I'm sure that reason is that it's going down.
Help me get my shit.
Yeah, where's my bag?
I get that. Let's see. Speaking of shit, Ty, I have some jerks of the week.
Yes, we've got some good jerks of the week.
Let's see. At about 7:40 a.m. last Saturday, a witness saw 57-year-old Michael Shannon drop trowel and poop on the floor of a laundromat located at 3435 15th Avenue South, right here in St. Petersburg.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. What the witness saw next was even more startling.
Disturbing.
Even more.
Even more. Michael Shannon picks up the poop, walks over to a washer, and presses the poop into the detergent loading compartment, causing $475 worth of damage. Damn it!
Gross.
That's
Isn't that
great.
Disgusting?
Gross.
Why would you touch it in the first place?
Why would you walk in and crap on the floor? Yeah,
he was mad at the establishment.
Yeah.
I guess. It says Shannon was arrested and charged with a criminal mischief, resisting an officer without violence, and possession of marijuana.
And possession
of... It's that
of
marijuana. Don't legalize it. People are going to be pooping all over the place.
Yeah.
He's not going to take your crap, but you will take his.
Yeah. Or it will be in your clothes.
And you're going to wash your clothes with it. Yeah. You get your clothes back from that laundromat and you go, eau de Shannon.
Yeah.
Eau de Chanel.
What's that smell?
Eau de Chat.
Yeah.
Did somebody step in a dog? No, it's your shirt.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm suing you.
I have another jerk of the week. It says a Seminole man, 34-year-old Kane William Hansen, is accused of reaching over a display case at Publix, grabbing several cookies, and eating them right in front of the bakery manager.
They did say 50% off.
The manager,
those are your cookies.
The manager said, hey, those aren't your cookies. I love that. The article didn't say that. I had that.
Of course you did.
So as the police report said, the remaining 60 cookies had to be thrown away because Hansen contaminated them with his dirty bare hands.
With
his dirty poop hands.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a dirty. This is a different guy.
Different guy.
Different guy. Hansen told police he assumed the cookies were free.
Okay, because you're at the grocery store.
And they're behind the glass.
And you have to reach over.
Yes.
Is
because that's how free cookies usually are.
The resealable top Oreos, those are for free samples.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the whole produce aisle is just a free for all.
Yeah.
That doesn't cost money.
Let's see. He was arrested for retail theft. He also faces charges for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Fellas, you are our jerks of the week.
Yes.
I like the poop guy. That shows originality.
I like the poop guy. Can we get that on a shirt?
I like the poop guy.
It was a full moon this past week.
That's
right.
It
was a full poop.
Yeah. Well, that probably too.
Now, if you're in the laundromat and you're the witness.
What are you doing?
Aren't you going to be like, hey, man.
No, I'm leaving.
I'm slipping out.
I'm leaving.
This guy's on drugs. Like, you might get your ass beat.
As soon as his pants come down.
Yeah. It's time to go.
I'm out.
I'm leaving.
Leave the clothes.
I'm taking my wet clothes and I'm leaving.
I'm leaving the clothes.
Yeah, I'll come back tomorrow. Hope they're still there.
I hope they're not.
No, I don't even want them back now.
Right, just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if he had, put his poop in your lot, in your washer?
Yeah,
right. No. Let's see. One of the other things I do toward the end of every show is I give you some quotes out of the Week magazine that I love so much. Let's see. This first one says, when one tugs at a single thing in nature, he finds it attached to the rest of the world.
It's his weenie.
No, it came from a man called John Muir. It says, among other things, he was the founder of the Sierra Club.
Oh.
John Muir.
Kind of like the butterfly effect.
Well, it said that he was like an engineer, a naturalist, and all kinds of things. But he was the original founder of the Sierra Club.
Laundry
it says, the next one says, without lies, humanity would perish of despair and boredom. And that came from poet Anatole France. Or France.
France.
A lying bastard.
Yeah, don't try to justify your lies with me, buddy.
Who are you driving with that cosmic debris?
Right. It says, the future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed yet. And that came from novelist William Gibson. I'll read it again. It says, the future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed yet.
Stick to making guitars, buddy.
Novelist William Gibson.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say it was Carl Sagan.
No. Mm-mm. No. Let's see. The universe is already here.
It's just not evenly distributed.
The next one says, great people do things before they're ready. I like that one. That means just jump right in,
Just do it.
Just go. If you think too much about it, you just won't do it.
Exactly.
I like that. Great people do things before they're ready. And that came from comedian and actress Amy Poehler. She's very funny.
I like her.
Yeah, I do too. And the last one says, if you think you're great, then something is seriously wrong with you. And that came from artist Marina Abracadabra. Abramovic. Artist Marina Abramovic. Whatever her name.
She would probably think she was greater too if people could pronounce her name.
Yeah, if you think you're great, then something is seriously wrong with you.
I think I'm fantastic.
I think she has an attitude.
I think she has a bad attitude, bitch.
Because I think I'm super.
Thanks for asking.
Okay, let's see. We are right down to it. Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
Not particularly.
Okay, Stephanie.
FUBAR tomorrow night, Car Bomb Driver.
It's the Nerf or Die show.
Yes.
Bring your Nerf gun, everybody.
What?
All right.
And keep covered. Ty Ginn, you have anything you want to add?
Check me out on Beasties Game Corner YouTube.
All right.
Do it.
We'll do it.
We'll do it.
I don't have anything to add other than Semper Fi Devil Dogs and I Miss You, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. We love doing this show and we love, well, we will love to talk to you again next week. Be safe. I'm a love man. Call me the love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man. That's what they call me. I'm a love man. I'm 6 feet, 1 weight, 210. Long hair and pretty pale skin. A long leg and I'm an outsider. Hey, look out, I'm gonna take you out, 'cause I'm a love man. That's what they call me. About it. I wanna bet you everything, all right, cause I'm a love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man. That's what they call me, I'm a love man. Big, big old love man. 6 feet, 1 weight, 210. A long hair and pretty pale skin. I'm long-legged and I'm out of sight. That's it.